We have Ryan Hawkins in studio with us. Want to visit with him a little bit before he takes off on a new journey, a new adventure. Ryan recently signed a contract to play basketball in Italy on the professional league there, and he's going to be heading out here real soon to start that fun time. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Good. You're pretty excited?
Yeah, it's going to be obviously a dream of mine to continue to play basketball, but then it's going to be a learning experience too and a cultural experience as well. So not many people get to say they can live in the Tuscany region and play basketball at the same time over in Italy. So very blessed and thankful for that opportunity, and I can't wait.
I guess you actually played out of the country last year, technically, with the Raptors 905 in the G League, but this is a whole different type of experience. How will this opportunity be different than last year's opportunity professionally?
I think the biggest difference will be geographical. I might have lived in Canada last year and played, but you know, you're playing half your games on the road. So half the time I lived in Canada, I was really in the U.S., going from city to city. So yes, it was a good experience last year in Toronto, but now I'm going to be bouncing around Europe for the next 10 months, which is really exciting. And I think I'll get to see a lot of the country that otherwise I wouldn't have that opportunity, really. So I'm really excited for that. And then the basketball side of things, I fit the European style of play better. EuroLeague basketball is much more team-centered, five-on-five, defense, offense, much less isolation, and my game will translate a lot better.
And you and I kind of talked about that before, too, that with the G League, I mean, it's a lot of guys who are trying to make their mark so that they can get noticed and maybe get into the NBA, and that's fine. That's what it's there for. You play games, but it's really trying to get noticed. This, however, for a lot of these guys, this is their profession. This is what they do. This is what they aspired to. You may look to do some other things, but the game there is more team-centered, and you feel like that's your strength. I mean, that's where you excelled in college.
Oh, absolutely. Getting to play team defense, as I call it, where everyone's, you know, in help defense, communicating, flying around, guarding the ball, rebounding, doing all the little things that truly make yourself successful. And so that's going to be exciting. Instead of going out every night and just trying to play to impress, now you're going out with the idea of winning. And I think that's what I'm most excited about, is to have that value on winning and how can I contribute both offensively, defensively, in the locker room as a leader. How can I do all of that to help us win games, which is what I really enjoy about basketball, and that's what I'm excited to get back to.
How did this opportunity come about for you?
Respectfully, I knew I did not want to do another year in the G League. Just wasn't what I wanted to do. So just kind of sifted through the different offers I had in Europe, Australia, a couple different offers here and there, and I felt like this was going to be the best fit for me. 10-month contract, didn't want to do anything for like 3 to 5 years right away. I want to make sure I go somewhere that I like first and enjoy it before I commit to something long-term like that.
So you have an option. You're in contract for 10 months. So you're going to play this next season. But after that, there's an opportunity maybe to roll that over if you'd like to renegotiate, or you could look somewhere else.
Yes, exactly. And that's part of the idea of going to the EuroLeague as opposed to Australia, is so that way I can kind of experience those different teams and what could potentially be those different offers next year. Because, I mean, the EuroLeague is second best league in the world outside of the NBA. So I want to essentially stay in that league for the years to come. And if, you know, I find a good fit that I like and I'm comfortable doing it for a multi-year deal, let's do it.
You had a chance to play. Let me phrase it this way. Some people would think, oh boy, an Atlantic kid, and all of a sudden he's playing overseas. This has got to be a real cultural difference for him to be able to deal with the different languages and all these kinds of things. But, you know, you've had a chance to play at Northwest Missouri State. You've had a chance to play at Creighton in college. You played in the G League. You're prepared for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Basketball doesn't know a language. The ball goes in, whether you speak Italian or English. basketball, I think, if you play good basketball, you don't really need to be able to communicate the best essentially in that language, but well enough to understand what the others are doing. And there'll be two other Americans on this team with me, which I'm excited about. But I just think culturally it's a great experience for me. Not many people get that opportunity. And like you said, who would have thought going from a cornfield in Atlantic Iowa to Florence, Italy?
How is your game right now?
My Italian game's not very good, but basketball game's really good.
Going to learn a little bit of that Italian?
Yeah, you know, I know how to say pizza and spaghetti, so I'm halfway there.
You got all the important parts down.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt.
Vino, you got to know that one, I guess. But yeah, very good. When this opportunity was presented to you, why this one specifically as opposed to some of the others?
I would honestly say the geographic area. Florence is a pretty, I don't want to say easy area to travel to, but if you're going to go to Italy, you're either going to fly into Milan, Florence, or Rome. I had an offer outside of Milan. That's like, well, that was my next option. And I really wanted to be in Italy. Believe it or not, that was like the one place in Europe that I knew I wanted to go. I had offers in Turkey, Germany, Greece, Belgium. Like I had a lot of different offers, but it was what is going to be the best fit, not only for me, but for like family to come over and visit, and what basketball wise is going to set me up for the next, you know, hopefully 5, 6, 7 years, however long I can keep playing. That's kind of what the goal for this is, to set it up for the future.
Okay. And you kind of touched on it. The Ryan Hawkins fan base is kind of legendary for being loyal. You had so many people who were at every game at Northwest, every game at Creighton, tried to get to a bunch of games, you know, when you were playing in the G League last year. This is a little further distant. How are you going to handle without that giant crowd of yours following you around?
I'm sure some people will have some boats over there for me. I'm sure of it. But it actually reminds me of a funny story Coach McDermott said after the Iowa State game over at Creighton 2 years ago. He said, it'd be a great night to rob a house in Atlantic, Iowa. And I said, you know what, Coach, you're probably right. I think most of the people are over here. So, yeah, it'll be a little different, but, you know, I'm hoping my family will get to come over for a few games here and there. You know, it's going to be a little different spending the major holidays over in Italy, but, you know, it's only 5, 6 years of my life. I don't have to do it forever, but I think there'll be a lot of positives that will outweigh that.
Where do you see your career? This is kind of a new start for you. Where do you see it? You talk like 5, 7 years, something like that, depending upon how long, God willing, you're able to continue to play. But where do you see it progressing?
Yeah, I still get nervous before games. I still get nervous before workouts. I still love the game. So I want to play as long as I love the game and I'm physically able to. I think mentally I won't ever lose the that passion and the fire for the game. I played over 200 and some games in college, and every single one of those games, I had nerves before. It didn't matter if it was my first game at Duke or the third national title game. Like, I had the same nerves. So as long as I have that fire for the game, I want to keep playing. But I obviously know that the physical limitation will come before the mental. And I personally think I can play 5, 6, 7 years. My body feels great. And I feel like my ability to shoot the ball will help me continue to play longer than most, because I won't rely solely on being athletic. But once the ball's done bouncing for me, I hope I can get into coaching or something like that, because I don't know what else I'm going to do for a job.
Well, and who knows who might call down the road too. This might be the start of something that you enjoy and want to stay in Europe to play there. It might lead you somewhere else in the world. It might lead you back home. Who knows?
Yeah, opportunities are endless.
Very good. What do you want to get most out of this season?
Ooh, that's a great one. I would probably say I want to get like some confidence back. I'd say the G League experience kind of shook my confidence, just because it wasn't the style of play I'm used to, and it wasn't fun. I didn't enjoy playing it. I would, there'd be games I'd play 30 minutes, and the next game I'd get 7, because you have 3 guys down from the NBA roster on assignment. It's like, well, you didn't do anything wrong. It's not, you know, you're being punished for something. It's just, you got these guys that are on the NBA teams getting sent down saying, you know, they need 20, 30 minutes of run just to get their cardio up. Mm-hmm. So just get that confidence back and kind of, I don't want to say be the guy again, but like, you know, kind of be that guy that everyone turns to when they need a bucket, everyone turns to when they need a stop on defense, when they need a leader, when they need energy in the game. Like, I want to be able to be that again, kind of how I played in college.
You kind of touched on that your game fits better with the European game. But can you describe a little bit what that means to folks who don't really know much about the European basketball game? I mean, in the NBA, every night we see guys that are 7 feet tall shooting 3-pointers. Nobody playing defense.
Yeah, you know, defense is definitely
optional. Way. But in Europe, it's not necessarily predicated on being 20 feet tall and be able to shoot from, you know, 100 miles away. It's more based on moving the basketball.
Yes, exactly. Steph Curry actually talks about having a 0.5 mentality. You've got to decide if you're going to pass, shoot, or dribble within the first half second of catching the basketball. If you hold it for any longer than that, you're essentially not a good European player. And so that's kind of the mindset of, you're not just going to sit here and isolate and play somebody one-on-one. You're not going to be 7 foot standing 30 feet from the rim, you're going to use your strengths, you're going to do what you're good at, and you're going to let somebody else do what you're not good at. It's like, I understand, for me, I'm not going to come off a ball screen and try and get downhill and attack. I'm going to be the one setting the screen, popping, rolling to the rim, something in that aspect, and playing team basketball where if I've got two guys on me, so that means somebody else is open, so you're going to pass that ball instead of saying, well, I think I can make the shot, and just throwing up a prayer. So that's what I'm excited for, is that there's truly going to be like different reads you have to make. You've got to use the entire floor spacing. You've got to make sure you've got guys in the right spot on the floor. And you've got to use your teammates. You've got to allow those around you to make you better, and you have to help make those around you better. So that's the part I'm excited for, that kind of that give and take that the game of basketball truly has.
I can tell just listening to you. You're more excited about this, you bet. Well, I tell you what, bud, thanks so much. That's Ryan Hawkins. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Have fun, stay healthy, enjoy yourself. Thanks for coming by.
Appreciate it, Jim.